WITFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
This is Cora Gibson. This message is based upon God's love, according to St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This morning, I'm coming to you from Matthew's chapter 7, verse 24 through 27, and it read as follow: Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Verse 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be like unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was it the fall of it. You know, today, as I said, we're talking about the foundation. And when we talk about the foundation, what is a foundation? We have to say the foundation is the base or substructure of a building, or the base of a on which a thing stand or is supported. The Bible dictionary say the strong, stable base on which a building is constructed. And the verse read as follows, verse 24, say, therefore, whosoever, in other words, everyone, anyone, all, any that hears these saying of mine, which is Jesus' word, or Jesus is speaking, and he say, and doeth them, or act upon them, or obey them, you know, but not be hearers only, but doers of the word. And there are two kinds of hearers this morning. The ones that hear and do what they hear, and the ones that hear and do nothing. Those that hear the word of Christ and do obey, they are blessed. Luke 11:28. But he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the words of God and keep them. Those that hear the word and keep God's word, obey them, these people are blessed. And you know, the words of Christ are imperishable. In other words, they will not pass away. Mighty, his word is with power. Life-giving, has eternal life. Words of judgment, John 12:48. He that rejected me and received not my word has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Christ's word will judge the unbeliever or the disobedient. You know, and then the words of Christ are divine. He that loveth me not keepeth not my saying, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which has sent me. Jesus is saying these words that he's saying or speaking is not of him, but of the Father. And when we reject Jesus or reject the words that Jesus is speaking, we are rejecting the Father Almighty. You know, Jesus said, whosoever hear his saying and doeth them, he said, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. He is like a wise man. That wise man is prudent, knowing, have wisdom for what is true, for what is right, and for what is just. These two kind of hearers, one was wise and built upon a rock, that solid foundation. His house withstood the rain, the wind, and the flood. The foolish, the unwise hearer, built upon sand. You know, think about it. What is sand? It is a mass of tiny particles of crushed rocks. So when the storm came, his house was unable to stand the wind, the rain, and the flood. And so his house fell, and the scriptures say, with a great fall. So be sure to build on a solid foundation. So when the trials and the crisis of life come, your foundation will remain, and your house will stand. You know, Luke 6 and 48 said, he is like a man which build the house and dig it deep and laid the foundation on a rock. When the flood arose, the stream beat violently upon the house and not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. In other words, when the builder got ready to build his house, he dug deep into the ground, and the foundation, he laid the foundation upon a solid rock. So when the storms of life and all these things and the trials come, you know, they'll be able to stand. They won't fall, because we're built upon that solid foundation, which is the word of Jesus Christ. You know, it says his house was securely built, founded on a solid rock. The house was built, and it was well built, and it was solid. That sound foundation. You know, Jesus is the solid rock upon which we build our house. He is our foundation. We have been provided a rock to build upon, and we know that rock is Jesus. You know, Isaiah 28 and 16 say, therefore, thus said the Lord, behold, I lay in Zion a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. You know, that precious cornerstone is Jesus Christ. He was tested and he was tried. Those that trust in him and obey him, do his word, will not make haste. And make haste will not be made ashamed. Will not give way in the time of trouble, give way under pressure, or in time of trials, persecution, and affliction. They will remain, and they will stand. Not only will they remain, but they will remain standing. For they're standing on that solid rock, that solid foundation, the word of Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus is strong and immovable. We should be built upon him. Any or everything besides Jesus is saying, it's unstable and it will not hold up. Our goodness is not a solid foundation. Our kindness is not a foundation. Yes, those are virtues, but they are not foundation. So many are building for this world and realizing this world and everything in it will burn. You know, the things of this world is only temporary. So do not forget to build for another world, the one that has eternal. The one that's eternal. Jesus is our hope today. 1 Timothy 1:1, Paul said that Jesus is our hope. The hope that comes from God. The hope that is eternal. It is not wishy-washy, or an individual desire. Again, this hope is eternal life. Some say they hope to go to heaven, but they despise the rock. So they build upon sand where there is no foundation. When the wind, the rain, and the floods come, their house will fall down. So when building, you need to build on a solid foundation. That solid, that foundation have to be firm and solid in order to support the structure. In other words, it have to be solid and firm, so when the storms of life come our way, we'll be able to stand, because we're standing on that solid foundation. It won't float away. It won't wash away. You know, the cornerstone that Isaiah is speaking of is the Messiah, Jesus Christ. He is the foundation on which we build our lives. To build, if built on anything else other than Jesus Christ, it is a flimsy, unstable base. It's like the sand. When the wind, when the rain comes, it will wash away. When the wind blows, it will be blown away. Can't build upon people or material things or great success. These things are good for this time, for the day and age. But we can't build our foundation upon material things. Because, and we can't build upon people. Build upon Jesus Christ, that solid foundation. You can depend upon this rock, for he will support you. He's firm. He's not wishy-washy. He's not flimsy. What he said, he will do. You know, when the things of life are calm and everything's going well, you know, and smoothly, the foundation doesn't really seem to matter much. Oh, but when the storms of life come, the trials and the foundations are tested, we will it stand the storm, or will it be torn down, knocked down, or washed away? You know, but be very sure your life is built upon that solid foundation, knowing and trusting Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. So remember to build upon a solid rock, a foundation, that, and that is hearing and doing the word again of God. You know, we have to build upon that solid rock. We have to build upon that foundation. You know, like the scripture say, and when the wind descended, the flood came, the wind blew and beat upon that house, but the house fell, and it was a great fall. But you know, when we're built upon the Lord Jesus Christ, built upon his word, no matter what come, no matter what go, no matter how the storm is raging, you know, we're built and we're standing upon this solid foundation. You know, I also think about the tree that's planted by the rivers of water. We rooted and we are grounded. Our roots go deep into the Lord Jesus Christ. We're rooted and we're grounded in him. We're rooted and we're grounded in his word. So no matter what come, no matter how the storm and the wind may blow, we may go from side to side and back to back, but we will not be uprooted. And that's why we're built on